Just a few days ago, something important happened in Florida. Ukraine's President Zelensky met US President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. If you analyze the mood between these two, it was surprisingly hopeful. Both sides talked about a revised peace plan. Trump even said the deal to end the war was 95% done. Zelensky later said there might be a chance to end this war by 2026, but only if the US stays fully involved. Just keep a visual memory of these words, but only if the US stays fully involved. So overall, things were moving slowly but forward. Then suddenly, there is a new allegation. Late Sunday night, that is on 28th December, Russia made a big claim. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine had launched 91 long-range drones at one of President Vladimir Putin's residences near Lake Valdai in Russia's Novgorod region. According to Moscow, all drones were shot down. No damage, no casualties. Russian Foreign Minister called it state terrorism and warned that Russia would now review its position in peace talks. And as usual, Ukraine immediately denied everything. Zelensky called it typical Russian lies. He said this was not about drones. It was about derailing peace talks. He even warned journalists and said, "Everyone must be vigilant. A strike may be launched on Kyiv." Now, if you see, this has been Ukraine's move since long. The same kind of false flag operations, victim narrative we get to see from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Hamas, Hezbollah. It is like, before anyone ruins my plan, I will create a situation myself and then shout to the world that I am under attack. And Ukraine's foreign minister said, almost a full day had passed and Russia still showed zero proof. No photos, no videos, no local witnesses. Even Europe agrees with Ukraine. French officials said there was no solid evidence. NATO's US ambassador said it's unclear whether this even happened. Lithuania openly called it a false flag. So clearly we are in a confusion whether or not this drone attack occurred. Now let's assume for a second it did not happen. Ukraine is calling it a false flag. Then the next question is, why Russia is making such a claim now? You see, right after Zelensky met Trump, right when peace talks seems close, Russia suddenly says Ukraine attacked Putin's house. And guess who heard this first? Donald Trump. Putin personally told Trump about it in a phone call. Trump said he was very angry. He said, "It's one thing to fight, it's another thing to attack someone's home." Later, when asked if there was a proof, Trump paused and said, "Well, we will find out. It's possible it didn't happen too." So even Trump sounded unsure, but the damage was done. Russia had already planted doubt, especially in Trump's mind. If you see, this story wasn't meant for Ukraine. It was meant for an audience of one, and that is Trump. Putin knows Trump often reacts strongly to personal narratives. By framing Ukraine as reckless, Russia may be trying to slow US support, or at least harden negotiations. Meanwhile, Russia says it has already picked retaliatory targets. Zelensky says this is dangerous. He says Russia doesn't need excuses to attack, but fake stories help sell the narrative. Even India reacted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was deeply concerned and urged both sides to stay focused on diplomacy. Ukraine later expressed disappointment that some countries reacted to an attack that may not have even happened. Now, all this may make Ukraine's president look innocent, helpless, and cornered. But it's important not to romanticize his image completely. Zelensky, who is often portrayed as a charismatic wartime leader, is also operating within a deeply corrupt system. Over the past 3 years, massive amounts of Western aid have flowed into Ukraine, and questions about transparency, misuse, and corruption have repeatedly surfaced. It does mean that he is not an outsider to this system. He is very much part of it. So where does this leave us? Peace talks are still alive, but nothing is absolute concrete. Trust is thinner than ever, and one claim from any of the side can escalate this war to a new height. In geopolitics, perceptions often matters more than proof. And right now, the fog of war is thicker than ever. The big question is simple. Was this a real attack, or just another story in a very long war of narratives? And depending on who believes what, the next move either from Russia or US can change the situation quite a bit. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.